This is Lancer Radio, streaming live at lancerradio.org, and this is Over Coffee with Dot Cannon. Talking today with John Fraser, new president of Associated Students, and with Peter Torres, who is the new Chief Justice. They're going to be installed this next week. And in these final minutes of our interview, we're looking ahead to what's going to be happening and how ASPCC is going to make things easier for students. And John, you were very politically active this last year and remain so. What are some of the issues on the horizon that students need to be aware of?
Oh, absolutely. Well, students need to be a part of the different conversations that are happening in Sacramento. However, there are two specific ones which are going to be coming up for a vote very soon, which the students have taken a particular interest in. The first of which is Assembly Bill 955. That bill would establish an ability for districts to create extension programs over intersessions. However, these extension programs would be offered at five times the cost that a traditional class would be offered at.
Ouch.
Yeah, so this is actually up for a hearing next week on Wednesday at 9 a.m. So I definitely encourage students to write to their state senator as soon as possible to try to, I guess, encourage them against this. However, it's just important that the students are able to, like, let their voice be heard on this matter. I'm going to be organizing a lot of efforts around defeating this measure, AB 955, as well, including getting a carpool of students to come up to Sacramento to try to do some last-minute legislative visits.
When's that going to happen? Next week?
It's going to happen early next week, so heading up to Sacramento probably on Monday. I'm not sure if I'll be in town for my next meeting, unfortunately. So it's a rough road to try to get student advocates on the legislature's agenda.
How do people get in touch with you? You've met with them before with the legislatures, and you had some really good success.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, a lot of the organizing has actually been happening on Facebook. I'd like to make that available on all different kinds of social networking platforms. But my email address I've still been using is aspcc.jfraser@gmail.com.
Okay, we've got aspcc.jfraser@gmail.com, if I can just read my writing here. And that's for next Monday. What's the second bill we were going to talk about?
Oh, and the second bill is Assembly Bill 1358. That will also be heading before before Senate Education within the next month. So that bill will authorize student body organizations to put on the ballot for election an optional increase in the student representation fee, which is currently capped at $1. If you were to take the inflation calculator to the $1 fee when it was implemented, right around now it'd be about like $2.78. This bill will allow it to increase another dollar, and that extra dollar will go towards funding an independent statewide student organization, which is something that the students really absolutely need and have not had for a long period of time.
And a dollar is just about nothing. I mean, it's the next cup of coffee you buy.
That's exactly what we're hoping for. That's unfortunately, the Republicans have taken an image of it as an increase in fees, and we're trying to work on changing that perspective, but it's a long way ahead.
Well, once again, let's be sure and give your contact information, because that 955 is something we really want people to, unless they want to spend $500 for a class, we really want to defeat. aspcc.jfraser@gmail.com. And as best you know, you're going up to Sacramento next Monday.
Yes.
Good luck with that one. Peter, in our final minutes here, what are some of your main visions as the Chief Justice and as the mentor and leader right now of ASPCC that you'd like to see accomplished this next year?
I want to see everyone from ASPCC be able to do their jobs greatly. I mean, we had a lot of hurdles in the last year that we had. I want to make sure that the transition will be smooth for this year. One of the big visions I'm seeing is a better constitution that is way easier to understand than the current one, and pretty much making sure that everyone's aware of the governing documents of ASPCC. That's as Chief Justice, as father of ASPCC. I want to make sure that everyone's getting along, everyone's having fun, and everyone's having the time of their lives, because being an ASPCC executive board member does not mean that you have to stress out on everything you do. It's pretty much meeting new people, serving for your fellow students who are also your constituents. So, yeah.
Let's talk about resources, too, in these final minutes, because I understand that, well, it's going to be a pretty turbulent semester any way we look at it. They've got the school board, Board of Trustees with elections happening in November, and there's some possibility of labor actions. What can be done here through ASPCC to make it easier for the students when all this stuff happens?
When all this stuff happens, I just want to, as much as possible, ASPCC tries to make sure that the students are not greatly affected by this. We always have mitigation, we always mitigate stuff like this by making sure that students' education is not being touched. Students' educations are not being affected by these things. So if anything, if such problems arise, I'm pretty sure ASPCC is going to make a stand on making sure that the students are not being deprived of what they are at school for, which is education, pretty much. Yeah.
And in addition, we should...
All those like drama outside of it, that's for them. All our concern is that, well, at least for me, all my concern is that to make sure that the students are here to study and the students are here to, you know, enjoy their lives, college lives at least.
And how, besides what John said, as far as supporting and going up to Sacramento, can we best support ASPC?
Yes, there are so many ways, actually, being VP for PR. You can always join committees at ASPCC, you know, being involved on campus makes campus living fun, more fun. Getting more involved means getting to know more people and getting to do more outside of just studying and, you know, being stressed out about your classes. So join different AS committees. Applications will be out online soon. We're going to have it at as.pasadena.edu. Also, aside from joining committees, you can also show your support to us by going to our events. If we have our ASPCC Facebook, you know, social media is way too powerful lately. Like us on Facebook, know about what's happening in with ASPCC, and so you can join us for different events, or not just events, but for different causes as well. Because sometimes we post on our Facebook like updates and events of what's happening on campus. Not only events, but you know. Events like vote of no confidence or class cuts and stuff like that.
Facebook.com/
MyASPCC.
MyASPCC. I'm ashamed to say that I didn't know that, even though I've been on there recently. John, what about any kind of special events coming up? Anything that people should know about for the beginning of the new semester?
The beginning of the new semester? Oh,
yeah.
Geez, that's so far away.
It's a ways. I should probably ask what else is coming up for the rest of summer.
Well, the things I know of that are coming up for next semester are going to be Week of Welcome. That's a tradition, as well as Club Week. So we're actually excited to, I guess, see the new club processes. The Interclub Council over summer is most likely going to be considering another few of my proposals to try to make it so that they do business besides dechartering clubs. A lot of their meetings, I guess, this last year have just been dechartering, and they've spent hours of their time, because they're required to go to this meeting, just trying to decharter each other. And as fun as some club members may find it, that kind of thing isn't exactly productive. And we've been losing a lot of interest from students who are really interested in participating on campus, because they don't really, I guess, see any real productive work coming out of what they're doing in the Interclub Council after this last year. So trying to fix that is really one of the top concerns. Over this summer, bigger events, I'm not entirely sure what's going to be happening. I'm waiting for our vice president for campus activities report at our first meeting. I'm hoping we'll have some kinds of Lancer movie nights that will have a variety of different things that we can offer students who are here over the summer.
So once again, facebook.com/myASPCC. People can find out what that is. John and Peter, thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you very much.